statewide weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Across the area, sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, 56. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, sunny skies, mid 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 50s. For Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies, upper 80s. And Friday night, clear. Right now, it's 79.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Corteva warning farmers current drought conditions in the Corn Belt could cause herbicide carryover in 2021. The concentration of herbicide remaining in the soil at next season's planting may be too high if the dry conditions persist. Now, this will depend on herbicide chemical properties, soil characteristics, and the weather. That according to a Pioneer field agronomist. Additionally, while the season's crop may be well suited for tolerating the herbicide used, the rotational crop may be susceptible to injury. Emerging plants are also more likely to show injury to residual herbicide levels if other stressors like compaction or cold, wet soils, and so on are present. They say farmers cannot do much to change the concentration of the herbicide present in the soil, but there are several steps they can take to reduce the risk of carryover injury, like reviewing spray records for each field to see what restrictions are indicated, or even going so far as delaying planting. The National Milk Producers Federation submitting comments supporting USDA's proposal on the use of radio frequency ID tags. USDA Animal Plant Health Inspection Service proposes RFID tags as official identification in cattle and bison. The Milk Board Federation President CEO Jim Mulhern said a national animal ID system can provide immediate access to relevant information in an animal disease or food safety crisis that could endanger the entire dairy chain while protecting farmers' privacy. Since 2009, the National Dairy Farm Program, Farmers Assuring Responsible Management, has also been recommending the use of official RFID tags for all dairy cattle. Reliable and relevant, we're AgView.net. With this Ag Business Update, I'm Ken Rogers.
You don't farm for just you. There's generations before you and generations that'll come after. You live up to legacy as much as you build one for the future to come. And it's why our all-new Gleaner S9 Series combines blend technology and know-how to give you the very best in control, comfort, and combine performance. It's the next generation Gleaner for the next generation of farming. Available at CanEquip in Marysville. The all-new S9 Series from Gleaner, built with the farmer in mind.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also a very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
KNDY.
Good American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, some good news amid the COVID-19 pandemic across the state of Kansas, as according to the latest numbers from the state, that business is beginning to pick up across the state with consumers getting back into the shops. KSN News reports that the Kansas Secretary of State's office is reporting a 15% increase in new business applications compared to what we saw last year, with a total of 466 applications to date. Nationwide, the census shows that a 44% increase from last year in new business applications currently, and the businesses that have been going so far say that they've been fighting to stay in business for the communities.
It's been like a community response trying to support small business, so that's been great.
The pandemic didn't really stop us. Like, we just kept on going and then going.
In other news, a woman was arrested in Hayes following a high-speed chase through 3 counties yesterday. KSN News reports the woman was arrested and faces charges of aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer, felony flee and elude, possession of marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. Good American Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's 3 rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com. Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Activists that are outraged after a Kansas City police officer knelt on the back of a pregnant woman during an arrest are camping outside City Hall and plan to stay until the officer and the police chief are fired. They also want the city to redirect 50% of the police department's budget towards social service groups. The unusual protest entered its fifth day on Tuesday, and those gathered on City Hall grounds say they are determined to stay. Mayor Quentin Lucas says the city officials currently have no plans to evict the demonstrators. The city council is scheduled to discuss the situation at a meeting on Thursday. And a former contract driver for the U.S. Postal Service is accused of opening and destroying mail containing cash. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 23-year-old Dennis Tapscott had been charged with delaying mail. The Emporia Gazette reports that the crime alleged to have occurred in 2019 and 2020 in Lyon County and other counties. If convicted, he faces up to a year in federal prison and a fine of up to $100,000. The U.S. Postal Service Inspection Service has investigated. Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
As I look back over the past year, I've seen many neighbors and friends who have passed through our doors, and I want to make sure you know how important you are to us. We thank you for your business and look forward to serving you in the future. We'll continue to shop the many different insurance companies to find you the best deal for your home, farm, equipment, vehicles, crops, and business. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Again, thanks for your business.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The owner of a Nebraska outfitting company has been sentenced to more than 2 years in federal prison for the illegal transport, purchase, and sale of wildlife in interstate commerce. Federal prosecutors say that 30-year-old Jacob Huftel was sentenced Monday to 30 months in federal prison for a single count of conspiracy to violate the Lacey Act and the Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Huftel, the owner of Hidden Hills Outfitters of Broken Bow, pleaded guilty to the count back in July. State regulators have ordered the Nebraska Republican Party to temporarily halt robocalls aimed at a GOP candidate who's challenging one of the party's incumbent state lawmakers. The Nebraska Public Service Commission issued the complaint against the state GOP and one of its contractors, Remington Research Group of Kansas City, Missouri. The complaint alleges the groups made robocalls without disclosing the phone number and address of the person operating the auto-dialing service as required by state law. Mid-America Network News.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth! It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer selling on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2020 Ford Expedition XLT stock 2T0464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualifying. All Ford rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. COVID-19 counts continue to climb as Marshall County now reports 18 active cases and two hospitalizations as of Tuesday. 27 have recovered, with a total of 45 positive cases to date. The state reports Washington County now at 24 cases to date, with just a couple currently active, while Nemahal County is seeing a surge with 54 active and three hospitalizations. That number is up from 32 just Friday. They have 169 to date with 114 recoveries, and yesterday released a chart of COVID-19 isolation and quarantine guidelines determining the process for release from contacts traced. The last 14-day total listed for Gage County is 86 cases.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers was in Marysville last Thursday touring the high school and speaking with administration. Rogers got to see the new ag addition and also talked about how the school is dealing with COVID.
I was very excited to see the Ag Technology Center and meet your new superintendent. And I think overall, we're seeing just lots of care and concern, understand the challenges that a local board faces, along with administration and teachers doing everything they can to keep kids safe. And that's not always easy. They've got a big challenge as well as to make academic progress. So we've added a lot to their plate, so to speak.
The public was invited, and the lieutenant governor said many topics were discussed.
Well, we talked a lot about priority issues that we have for the Office of Rural Prosperity. How do we expand broadband in our rural communities? It's so vital to precision agriculture. Anybody that wants to start a business or even people that want to work remotely, that's really key. We talked about the need for rural housing and also childcare. The thing we've heard on all of our tours, people want the ability to have a good job that pays well. They want to live at a place where they could raise their family and that they also want to live in a community that is concerned about quality of life. Those are things that we discussed, and you know, I kind of tried to take an inventory of how people felt through Marysville.
Kansas Lieutenant Governor Lynn Rogers was a guest on this last weekend's public affairs program, and it can be heard in its entirety by going to our website, KNDYradio.com.
Richard H. Harv Hawley, age 84, of Waterville, passed away Thursday. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Monica St. Elizabeth Catholic Church, Blue Rapids. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Visitation noon until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Family will greet friends Wednesday, 6:30 until 8 at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Richard Harv Hawley. Luann Ovitt, age 65, of Liberty, passed away Thursday. No viewing or services at this time. Laughlin Ovitt Funeral Home of Wymore in charge for Luann Ovitt.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, quiet weather across the central parts of the Midwest. Across the upper parts of the Midwest, we have a cold front that will move into the central parts of the Midwest, more of a dry cold front. Really, the only difference will be maybe a few degrees cooler as we head into tomorrow and into tomorrow night into Friday. Otherwise, we'll continue to see warmer than average temperatures all the way through the end of the week, continuing into the weekend, as well as dry weather. So across the area, mostly sunny skies, upper 80s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, upper 50s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, mid 80s. We'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, mostly clear in the upper 50s. As we head into Friday, we'll continue with sunny skies. We'll see highs in the upper 80s. And Friday night, clear skies. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When you have a debit card, you can pay as you go and not build up debt on costly credit card balances. Our debit cards are convenient, easy to use, and accepted at merchants everywhere. Each month, we supply an accurate, easy-to-read statement of all your debit transactions, freeing up your quality time for your family. Debit cards, better than plastic and easy to use. Citizens State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early October 71. Recent record high of 85 in 1997 will likely be surpassed today. 46, the average low, with a 25-degree record in 2000. Sunset this evening, 6:58. Sunrise in the morning, 7:29.
What's caused more stress this year than a pandemic, social strife, or civil unrest? We will tell you what some researchers are pointing to on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you'll find affordable Medicare supplement coverage that helps cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. We encourage you to compare our rates. Contact a Farm Bureau financial services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or pay for pricey supplements month after month. Get information instantly with a powerful ebook revealing this new two-minute ritual. Just go to meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 7th, the 281st day of the year. Musician John Mellencamp has a birthday. It's hard to argue that 2020 hasn't been one of the most stressful years in recent memory. But what makes us most anxious, according to researchers at the University of Connecticut, are not objective matters, but the interruption of our cultural rituals. From public events like ball games or festivals to daily rituals like handshakes or eating out, those customs serve to reduce stress by providing us with a sense of structure and predictability. So if you can't shake feelings of anxiety, it makes sense to re-examine your routines and, as much as you can, embrace the power of rituals this fall. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Jim's Carpet is proud of the hardworking, talented, and dedicated Beatrice Orangeman fall sports teams. Keep up the spirit throughout all of the events this year, and good luck. From the staff at Jim's Carpet and Beatrice, family-owned and operated for over 25 years, with the largest flooring selection in the area. All the employees at SunMart are cheering on the talented and steadfast Beatrice Orangeman fall sports teams as they compete at the upcoming events this fall. Wishing good luck to the athletes from your fans and friends at SunMart and Beatrice. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart. Proud to support our local athletes. Creative Thoughts is proud of the Pawnee City Indians fall sports team's dedication and drive to bring home the win at the upcoming game. Their awesome teamwork is an inspiration. Good luck, Indians, from the staff at Creative Thoughts in Pawnee City, a unique gift and floral shop offering delivery to Southeast Nebraska.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. The Kansas City Chiefs, Seattle Seahawks, Green Bay Packers, and Buffalo Bills are the top four teams in the latest AP Pro 32 poll. That's the same as last week. All four teams are 4-0. The Baltimore Ravens slipped a spot to round out the top five. Next are the Pittsburgh Steelers at number six, the Tennessee Titans at seven. Those teams had been scheduled to play each other last week, but the game was postponed because of the Titans' COVID-19 outbreak. K-State football coach Chris Klieman, keenly aware of the optics that come with his lucrative contract extension, which was announced Monday, several months after it was concluded. He understands that there are still plenty of people struggling to make ends meet during the COVID-19 pandemic, and he feels empathy for hundreds of school employees still facing furloughs this fiscal year. But officials also believe they have a winner in Klieman, and the importance of keeping him on the sideline outweighed any potential public backlash. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks, Super Duties, F-150s, and Rangers. Or get 2020 Ford Explorers, Escapes, Expeditions, and more with up to $14,000 off MSRP at Rusty at Ford's greatest sale on earth. And finally, get top dollar for your trade. We're not talking peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now, only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on select stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Except for 2024 Expedition XLT stock 220464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not qualified. All four rebates to dealer. Offers expire October 31st, 2020.
In a landmark vote, the NAIA decides to let athletes profit from the use of their name, image, or likeness, but it's not that easy for athletics in Kansas. The NAIA made a big play yesterday to pay student athletes, but in Kansas, at the moment, it's just an idea. One lawmaker who worked on passing legislation earlier this year to pay players says they were on the goal line of getting it done. It passed out of the Commerce Committee, but Republican Senator Bruce Gibbons says that's as far as it went. Gibbons says it could take some time before that legislation is passed in 2021 if it's passed, but he's hopeful the state can get it done and get players compensated. Former Florida State coach Bobby Bowden hospitalized yesterday for treatment of COVID-19. Family friend Kim Schiff, Bowden's former publicist, told the Associated Press in a text message that the 90-year-old College Football Hall of Famer was very fatigued but had no other symptoms. Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
High school football's the topic on the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20. Southern and Diller Odell to feature Monday, Haxtell and Centralia Tuesday, Hanover Wednesday, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursday, with Washington County and Marysville Friday. Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening. And it's high school football with Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Area games Friday, live on FM 95.5.
Get ready to run. COVID has knocked everyone off their stride. Get the St. Gregory students and staff back in the groove. The second annual Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K is coming October 17th. It starts at 8 a.m. at the Union Pacific Historic Depot. Enjoy the scenic Blue River Rail Trail and get a t-shirt and finisher's medal. Funds raised support St. Gregory School and building curriculum. Go to runsignup.com and search for the Pony Express Half Marathon and 5K by October 12th. Cost is $50 for the half and $25 for the 5K. Follow us on Facebook. Run, don't walk, and register today.
Football Friday, Marysville, Concordia, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Hanover, Frankfort, live on FM 95.5.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com.
Enjoy the beauty and watch for birds snacking on the seeds of Purple Majesty Millet. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This 2003 All-America Selections gold medal winner was discovered in a University of Nebraska grain millet breeding program. Its purple leaves and flower spikes made it easy to spot among the other plants. The Easy Care Purple Majesty Millet grows 3 to 5 feet tall and is very tolerant of heat and drought. Use the immature flower spikes in arrangements, but be sure to leave enough on the plants for you and the birds to enjoy. This and other ornamental millets, such as Purple Baron, Purple Jester, and Jade, work well in gardens and containers. Some garden centers sell them in fall or include them in ready-to-go planters. Consider adding these to next year's gardens or planters. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
Every 16 minutes, someone dies on our nation's highways, resulting in thousands of fatalities a year. You can help stop this tragedy. Buckle up. Buckle up everyone in the vehicle. Wear helmets. Pay attention and reduce distractions. While October 10th is Put the Brakes on Fatalities Day, we need you to think about traffic safety every day. Don't let time run out.
Brought to you by the Kansas Department of Transportation and this station.
It's been over 60 years since Buddy Holly died, but his music and the work of inspiring other young people in the arts lives on in his hometown of Lubbock, Texas. It's led to a soon-to-open state-of-the-art facility that will do much more than just host events. The story is this edition on the American Countryside.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. Tim Collins is not only in the ceramic tile business in Lubbock, Texas, he also loves music and the arts. Over the years, he came to know the family of Buddy Holly very well, as they too were in the same business. Even though Buddy Holly was a well-known performer, he kept busy in his family's trade.
Like a lot of musicians as they were coming up, I got to work during the day, and maybe I can play a gig at night. And that's the work ethic of West Texas and all the farm community anyway.
Interestingly, while Tim is active in industry, his tie to the family and love of the arts led him to be the chairman of the Lubbock Entertainment and Performing Arts Association. Their group has helped bring to life the brand new Buddy Holly Hall of Performing Arts and Sciences.
The great thing about this building is that it is going to create the opportunity for the next generation of young people to learn the music industry.
But Tim quickly points out, Buddy Holly Hall will inspire more than music. It can transform the area.
I think it's very important that we recognize the importance of arts education. Statistics have shown that those students who are involved in arts classes have significantly higher passing rate on standardized testing. They have significantly higher graduation rates. You know, you tie that to the economics of creating a valuable citizen.
The American Theater Guild is bringing performances to the new center, a nonprofit group that will share profits and connect performers with local school students to further inspire and educate young people. Tim says this project is far more than a large, brand new performing arts center.
So when you tie the schools and K through 12 learning into a high quality performing arts center, you just have enormous opportunities.
What is being done is quite remarkable, and the new Center for the Arts and Sciences will open yet this year. Traveling the Countryside in Lubbock, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
A new coat of paint is a great way to create a warm, welcoming environment for your guests this holiday season. With the fall rebates on Valspar at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, you can get back up to $80 in rebates October 2nd through the 11th. Choose from Valspar Pristine and Medallion Paint for a $10 rebate per gallon and $40 rebates per 5-gallon containers. Your home deserves an updated look. Come to Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville for details on Valspar rebates.
Evaluate the condition of your pasture with a scorecard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Scoring 10 components can help identify and prioritize management practices as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
When was the last time you really took a hard look at the condition of your pasture? By giving a numerical value to its parts and uses, you'll have a good idea of pasture performance overall.
Dan Undersander is an extension forage specialist at the University of Wisconsin and helped develop a tool called the Guide to Pasture Condition Scoring. He says the scorecard can help prioritize corrective treatment needs.
Basically, what this score sheet is, we've outlined about 10 different parameters, and for each parameter, the idea is that for a given pasture, you give a score of 1 to 5, and then you can kind of sum all your scores and see where you are.
The 10 visual indicators include percentages of desirable plants and ground cover, plant diversity, plant residue and vigor, uniformity of use, livestock concentration areas, compaction, and erosion. Undersander says breaking it down lets a person hone in on where to direct the attention.
Well, maybe it's pretty good in, say, percent legume, but it's not very good in total ground cover, in which case then that would be the factor that we would work on. So basically, as we'd score each of these 10 areas, 1 to 5, those areas of the 10 that are the lowest scoring are the ones that we should direct our attention to.
Improving the worst areas will improve total pasture productivity. It'll also provide some environmental benefits, such as reduced erosion. Scoring your pastures at least yearly and during the same time each year will help you identify trends. Download the pasture scoring card at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontide and the dewy, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadows, fearing neither clouds nor winter's chilling breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor's ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. Going forth with weeping, sowing for the master, though the loss sustained, our spirit often grieves. When our weeping's over, he will bid us welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves.
When you were a kid, did you ever think it would take forever to grow up and be an adult? And then before you knew it, you were graduating from high school and then college? Hi, this is Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, retirement can be like that too. It seems a long way off, but if you're not ready for it, you could be taken by surprise. So, what's the best way to prepare for retirement? Well, you can start with your goals. Do you have hobbies or interests you'll want to pursue? Do you still want to work? How much will you need for housing, medical care, other necessities? And don't forget to ask God what He has in mind for your later years. There can be lots of questions when it comes to preparing for retirement, and a financial professional is a great resource to help you think through planning for those later years, so you'll have enough for yourself, your family, and to share with others. So if you aren't prepared for retirement, start now.
It'll give you the financial clarity you need to live a meaningful and grateful life.
The Irish Creek Wind Farm is positive development for our community. Aletha Perry says diversifying landowners' opportunities is important.
Having grown up in the 80s, I remember the heartache and tragedy that come with the farm crisis. So this project means a lot to me personally because I lived through the struggles of watching my parents as well as close friends and neighbors make some very hard decisions whether to sell land or animals to make it. Some of them had to sell out completely. And I feel personally, had they been given an opportunity like the Irish Creek Wind, it would have changed many lives.
Aletha Perry is among supporters of the Irish Creek Wind Farm.
I am proud to speak up for the majority of folks in the Frankfort community who support economic growth and the Irish Creek Wind Project. I am proud to speak for new opportunities for our community, our children, and our future.
To learn more about the Irish Creek Wind Project, visit www.irishcreekwind.com.
The Genetic Literacy Project takes on claims about organic foods today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
In a recent episode of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue's podcast, John Enteen criticized the marketing efforts of some of the folks in the organic food sector. Enteen is the founder and executive director of the Genetic Literacy Project.
It's so interesting that there's this disjunction and this false belief that somehow organic food is safer or healthier when no studies say that. They really don't. There's been massive meta-studies about both safety and nutritional differences between conventional agriculture and organic. The main conclusion, which is really counterintuitive to most people, is that organic production is less sustainable than conventional production, and there's no benefits either in yield or in nutrition from organics.
Enteen says genetic innovation often gets a bad rap from misinformation campaigns.
We are committed to telling the truth. It's important that people understand that we are on the cusp with gene editing and transgenic GMOs and innovation to transform global agriculture. It's whether the truth will get out. That's the key.
Enteen returns in tomorrow's show to talk more about gene editing and about the sustainability of U.S. agriculture. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Warehouse in Waterville is a Twin Valley thrift shop, with all proceeds benefiting local residents of Twin Valley Developmental Services. Stop by and browse the items on display, including used furniture and appliances. The Twin Valley thrift shop, The Warehouse in Waterville, is also accepting donations of good, clean merchandise. For pickup, call Stacy at 363-2490 or drop off at The Warehouse in Waterville.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We're aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Hello and good Wednesday. I'm Sam Speck with your latest ag news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Clear weather conditions are being a help to farmers harvesting crops in the plains and throughout the Midwest, but the dryness is getting to be a problem for some producers, as USDA's Gary Crawford reports.
Wide open weather continues across the vast majority
of the plains and the Midwest.
Which, according to USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey, is a double-edged sword, so to speak. It's great for harvesting and drying down fields and for planting winter wheat, and those activities are going at a good pace right now, but the dryness is not so great
for winter wheat germination and establishment.
Wheat emergence is behind the average pace in at least 9 states. Nebraska, for example, reporting about a third of the wheat has emerged. Normally, it's about a half by this time. And so in some states,
winter wheat producers are a little bit desperate for some rain and will get increasingly so as we move forward the next few weeks.
And that's because
for the next 5 to 7 days, there is little prospect for rain across virtually the entire plains and Midwest.
And in fact, he says chances are not very high for much rain on out for a couple of weeks.
Now, in other news, Bar Chart released its October production forecast yesterday, estimating a corn yield decrease compared to the September forecast. The company estimates corn production at 15.1 billion bushels with a season yield of 178.2 bushels per acre. For soybeans, Bar Chart estimates production at 4.1 billion bushels with a season yield of 50.5 bushels per acre. The data represents a decrease in expected yield for corn relative to the September report, which predicted the end of season yield at 178.4 bushels per acre. The end of season yield for soybean remains the same at 50.5 bushels per acre. In September, USDA projected a corn crop of 14.9 billion bushels and a soybean crop of 4.3 billion bushels. USDA will release the next monthly WASDE report this Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest ag news. You're on the Mid-America Ag Network.
If you're growing cereals for silage and looking for improved performance, check out AgriPro brand wheat varieties SY Monument and SY Grit. Wheat is an insurable crop and from a risk management standpoint has a lower cost of production.
Plus, you can have the option to take a grain harvest.
Popular in the panhandle of Texas, SY Monument and SY Grit have earlier maturity than triticale, saving water and creating an opportunity to get the next crop into the ground sooner. For local yield data or to book seed, call your AgriPro associate. A list of AgriPro associates are available at AgriProWheat.com.
Right now, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Kansas is fighting for your voice to be heard. AARP Kansas wants to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about your voting options, visit aarp.org/ksvotes. Paid for by...
For concrete, call Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and bill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call Collect, 562-3418.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Despite what's been a slower agriculture land market the last few years, the dollar amount of land that Farmers National Company is selling for its clients is near record levels. As of the 1st of October, the company and its agents report actively marketing and selling land worth more than $300 million. Land being marketed includes pretty good quality tillable cropland of all sizes, recreational land, ranches, pastures, timberland, rural homes and acreages, and transitional land near urban areas. The amount of land for sale varies by region and by broker. Some areas continue to have less for sale than normal, and others seeing a slight uptick in the amount of land listed for sale. Landowners have been and continue to be making decisions whether to sell now, early next year, or hold on to the land. There's also been a reported increase in farmland interest by investment firms seeking long-term and stable investment options. American Farm Bureau and Farm Credit recently announcing the 10 semifinalist teams in the 2021 Farm Bureau Ag Innovations Challenge. The 10 semifinalists were awarded $7,500 each to compete at the AFBF convention in January to advance to the final round. The four finalist teams will receive an additional $7,500 for a total of $15,000. The final four team then will compete live to win the Farm Bureau Entrepreneur of the Year Award, a total of $50,000, the People's Choice Award for $20,000. Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall said the semifinalists are providing solutions to some of the biggest challenges facing agriculture, including supporting farms, ranches, and rural economies affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. To learn more about the challenge and those 10 semifinalists, go online, fb.org/challenge. You can find more Ag News online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant. We're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The future of America's corn industry is in the hands of the next generation of corn farmers. The National Corn Growers Association's New Leader Program is a leadership development program for young farmers and farm couples who want to learn more about their industry. You'll identify your own leadership style, learn about advocacy, policy, and communicating with consumers, skills that will be beneficial both on and off the farm. Participants also attend Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led trade show. Register online by April 27th at ncga.com.
It's time for the National Farm Report. Hello again, Orion Samuelson here to continue the conversation of yesterday on corn and soybean exports for the current marketing year. I'll share some more of those numbers after this message.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Some pretty impressive numbers for corn and soybean exports that I started yesterday, but I want to share some more of those numbers with you today because they are going to be important to farm income in the U.S. for the current marketing year, which started on September 1st. And continuing some of those numbers, China accounted for 54% of all 2021 soybean commitments as of late September. That's above the 15-17 average by the same time by 44%, but below the 12 and through 14 average of 62%. As of September 24th this year, total corn sales accounted for 42% of USDA's full-year projection. That's well above the five-year average of 26%. That average compared computed using only USDA's September estimate in each year. But since 2007, the 42% sits behind only 2013, when 46% of the estimated exports have been booked, but USDA critically underestimated corn exports in 13-14 early on. So compared with the final, only 30% of the annual volume had been purchased by September 24th. And let's look at soybeans. Export sales as of September 24th covered two-thirds of USDA's projection versus a five-year average of 39%. And compared against September full-year estimates, a larger percentage had been booked in 2012-13. But again, the early export outlook was much too light for those marketing years. So some more comparisons when stacked up against final marketing year export volumes. The current soybean sales share of 66% would be record large since at least 2007. While strong bookings are promising, market participants know they do not truly count until they are shipped, just like a crop is not counted until it's finally in the bin. But USDA's latest export sales report shows combined corn and soybean shipments between September 1 and 24 at 7.4 million tons. That's a record high for the date. So some pretty positive news for agricultural exports in the coming year. That's National Farm Report, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Flora.com, a presentation of Nexstar Media Group.
As harvest season begins, the American Seed Trade Association reminds farmers to be diligent in taking the proper precautions to ensure treated seed does not enter the domestic or export grain supply. When properly handled, seed treatments are an effective agronomic tool that provides seeds the necessary protection for a strong, healthy start. Completely remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Always be careful to follow state and federal guidelines for proper handling, storage, and disposal of treated seed. For more information, visit seed-treatment-guide.com or contact your seed dealer.
It's harvest season and there's a lot of farm equipment on the road. Road safety is the responsibility of both the motorist and the farmer on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get out in front of your harvest with a newly redesigned and vastly improved Lexion Combine from Klaus. The world's most productive combine now harvests 31% more acres per hour with up to 43% greater fuel efficiency than its competitors. Lightning fast unloading speeds and the industry's largest grain tank. Get the only combine that harvests more in less time without sacrificing quality. For those who run the numbers, get ready to run the all-new Lexion Combine.
Fill once, plant all day. The Thrive 3D application system from FMC is a revolutionary in-furrow crop protection platform that plants up to 480 acres between refills. The Thrive 3D application system mounts to most major planter brands and can be yours at no cost with the FMC Freedom Pass program. To learn more, call 815-362-7747 today. Always read and follow all label directions.
Farm equipment is traveling on local roads to get harvesting done. As a driver, it's easy to get frustrated when you're stuck behind something going less than 25 miles per hour. Both parties should just be patient because safety on the road is a shared responsibility. Bill Field is an ag and biological engineering professor at Purdue University. He says farmers are responsible for contributing to safer highways by how they transport equipment, the times of day they transport equipment, and that they recognize there are impatient people.
If you live on a road where most of your rush hour traffic for folks getting home is around 5 to 6, I think it's maybe good consideration to not transport equipment during those hours. Those are the times when people are leaving work and they're a little bit frustrated. And if you look at the data, there's a fair amount of incidents that occur during rush hour. In rural communities, we don't think there's a rush hour, but most rural people work somewhere else other than their homes.
Motorists, give the farmers a break. They're trying to get their work done.
If you're living in a rural community and you enjoy all of the aspects of living out there in a country, also recognize that there are other parts of that that are, may be inconvenient to you. And that's when these guys are trying to get their work in and they're on the highway, and just give them a little bit of more space and avoid trying to pass on double lines, and it'll reduce your speed.
Farmers, make sure your lights and slow-moving vehicle emblems are in good condition so motorists can easily see you. I'm Jody Henke. Read more about sharing the road at harvest time at agriculture.com.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
Hello and good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, passing through the midday point now, we're still seeing more of the same. A huge day through the grains, oil seeds, pretty much all the row crops, and a mixed to now mostly higher day throughout the livestock. We've seen a volatile day of trading in the feeder cattle, mostly lower. However, October feeder cattle has rebounded up 12 now to 138.25. November's up 20 cents at 137.72, and then losses beyond that. October live cattle still up slightly, up 70 cents at 109.90. December up 90 cents at 112.85. And now the lean hogs here through the lunch hour are mostly higher even in the back months. October lean hogs still up 55 at 76.87. December's up 52 at $64.40. Into the grains now, still a mostly higher day. Kansas City wheat at one point had a double-digit gain. Currently up 7.5 now for December at 541.75. March up 8 at 551. Corn complex still slightly higher as well. December corn up 2.75 at 387.75. March into next year up 2 cents at 396.25. November soybeans up 5.25 at 10.49.25. January up 4.75 at $10.50.25 there. Still a mostly higher day for the soybean meal as well. October's up 5.50 at 359.80. However, soy oil has turned negative. December soy oil drops 3 points at 33.06. Cotton complex still higher. December cotton up 72 points at 67.58. A look at the energy market, still mostly lower. However, natural gas is up 6 at 2.58. November heating oil drops 3 to 1.15, and unleaded gas selling at $1.20 a gallon. That's down 3 today. November crude oil down 1.16 at $39.51 a barrel. Through the metals, we see October gold down 19.50 at 18.81.60. Silver back into the red as well. December's down 13 cents an ounce at 23.79. And the dollar index down 11 points at 93.63. Markets on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Come one, come all, to the greatest sale on earth. It's Rusty at Ford's three rings of savings on over 400 new Fords in stock. First, featuring our powerful and rugged 2020 trucks. Super. Peanuts here. We'll give you much more than you thought possible on anything you want to bring in on trade. Don't wait. It's the greatest sale on earth. And it's going on right now. Only at Rusty at Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyAtFord.com.
Offer sale on selected stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Example 2024 Expedition XLT stock 250464. MSRP 60,980. Rusty at discount 5,000. Alternative factory cash rebate 9,000. Sale price 46,980. Not all qualified. All four rebates to dealer. Offers
the Black Squirrel City's classic country. AM 1570, FM 94.1, KNDY Marysville. Now, ABC News.